at the horn.
Oh, it hit the rim.
What a shot there by Stevens. And the Aztecs can breathe a sigh of relief as they hold on against number 8 Colorado State.
That's how it ended for the Colorado State Rams in their battle against San Diego State. And man, it felt like maybe Colorado State was going to find a way over the hump. They lose 64-61 in the quarterfinal of the Mountain West tournament. And Isaiah Stevens, man, had a couple of opportunities. I think they were down one and they got that block and steal, whatever. And Isaiah's going down there for the layup. Tough contested layup, but I thought Isaiah was going to have that. The Rams would go up one, and then we'd get to a point where San Diego State's going to have to drop a play. Then we go back and forth there. We see, but it just wasn't in the stars. And then Isaiah took a last second shot there, didn't go in. And the Rams season is done. No NIT stuff, any of that for Colorado State. And now the question looms for the Rams on Isaiah Stevens. Will he return? That's the poll question of the day. Will Isaiah Stevens, among others, return to Colorado State next season? He finished the game with 16 points, dude, but he couldn't score in the first half. There was just nothing there for him. But that just shows you how good of a player he is. I don't think he had any points in the first half.
He did not.
And so he ended up with 16 and then 8 assists. So he's going to be one of the great Rams of all time. No question about that. Now the big question is, will he return? What do you think? I mean, do you look at a game like that? Does a game like that fuel you to want to? Like, if they would have got blown out, does Isaiah look at that and go, are we really going to get that much better next year? I mean, there's a lot of recruiting that has to happen. I know the transfer portal opens up on Monday, so there's a lot of work to be done. But when you see that you were that close, and you also took that team to overtime another time in the regular season, does that add a little extra fuel to the fire to know, hey, we were there, we just had injuries and sickness and mono and all this happen. Maybe if we can get it all back together next season and hopefully be more healthy, maybe we can make an actual run and get back into the big dance and compete in the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah, I'm still kind of 50-50 on it with Isaiah. I could see him doing, you know, trying to go pro if that's in the NBA or international, whichever. I could see him doing that. I could also see him sitting down with Coach Medved and them talking it out just as coach and player. What's this team going to look like next year? What do you think we could be next year? And can he keep up that same level of play that he had in the last couple of weeks and going into the tournament? But sometimes in March, you just get a little bit of magic for your team, and sometimes you use all of it in the first game, and there's not a lot left in the second game. And credit to them, they had a lot of opportunities late in that game. It's the late game execution that will separate you in March.
Oh,
between these other teams.
No question about it. I mean, I don't know if you watched many of these Mountain West tournament games. I think that the Mountain West tournament has been, in my mind at least, the most entertaining collectively. I mean, what do we have? Two overtime games yesterday, San Jose State, Nevada. That was an amazing game. UNLV pushes Boise State to the absolute limit. The Broncos get away and win 87-76 on that one. Utah State and New Mexico late last night was interesting, but Utah State ended up, you know, pulling away late in that game. They win 91-76, but it still felt like with like 6 minutes to go, New Mexico had a shot. I still don't understand New Mexico. I don't get it. I think they have a good team. They have two studs in Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn Jr., but not enough overall to get over that hump against a team like Utah State. Utah State's really freaking good. That Steven Ashworth is a monster. He looks like Edward Norton, if that helps anybody. 22 points there, 5 assists, 4 boards for him. But yeah, when you look at the rest of the Mountain West, and we'll see how they show out, if they show out come March Madness. That's the big question for this conference, because last year it was lit up too. They were really good last year, but nobody got past the first round. Based on what we've seen in this tournament, though, there are a lot of great teams in this conference. So if you're Isaiah, can you look at this and say, man, this was a great conference. We just didn't have the guys. We didn't have the horses this season because of injuries and everything. Josiah Strong was supposed to be a big piece to what CSU was trying to do. And obviously he was out. So I'm going to just make a prediction, and this is not based on anything that I know, and I know I have a relationship with Isaiah. He's an amazing guy. I'm going to say he comes back. I'm just going to go with it. We got Lonster up on the First Advantage hotline. Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there.
I'm doing good, too. Yep, good. I'm outside, and it's not too bad out here.
The sun's coming out, right? Sun's coming out.
Yeah, it feels good, too.
Sun's out, guns out kind of thing? Sleeveless kind of day, Lonster? No?
I'd say the guns are halfway out. Okay. I think it just needs to come out a little bit more,
Then you start chopping the sleeves off, and then you let those babies breathe. Is that's the thing?
Yeah. You take the two shirts off, and you're good to go here.
You're ready to rock and roll, man. Okay, so what's on your mind?
You know what? I think Isaiah will come back. I think he wants to get out there and maybe see if they can win another tournament here.
Yeah, it's weird because at the beginning of the season when we talked about this, we kind of said, I think the season's going to have to work in such a perfect way for him to want to come back. If they would have been good and then they maybe would have maybe made a decent run in the Mountain West tournament, maybe Isaiah looks at that and goes, oh, that's about as good as we can get. But since they weren't very good this year, for the most part, they were an okay team. Let's just say that. But as far as Mountain West standings, they weren't very good. Maybe he looks at that and says, man, but so many games we were so close, maybe we can use that. I can use that as a motivator. And the other question is he an NBA guy? And probably not right now. He probably needs more stuff on tape.
Yeah, I do too. And if they can get a couple of good recruits, that would really help him out a little bit.
Need a 7-foot monster.
Yeah, what I've noticed, too, with CSU, and this is the way I've kind of been, checking their team out, they move the ball so fast, and then they don't take enough time to slow it down.
Yeah, there was a couple of those. Tavi Jackson had an opportunity as the Rams get an offensive board, but he just gets it quickly, tries to hit Isaiah Rivera in the corner, but just too quick of a pass, and it goes out of bounds. There was just a few of those slight missed opportunities that maybe you see with a young group. So we'll see. Lonster, what's on the menu today for you, man?
You know what? I am going up to a fast food place up here called Green Onion Daddy-O, and I'm going to get me an All-American Classic sandwich.
That sounds – what's on that thing, man?
Oh, it's got everything on it. I mean, you'd have to tell you, one of these times, you and I will have to get together, and I'll take you out to it.
Take me out of the town, man. I would absolutely love that, Lonster.
You know what? I think you and I will have to kind of work something out and see if we can get something going here.
I'm in. I'm in 100%. But with me, dude, if it's above 40 degrees, it's always suns out, guns out. So you just got to be ready for that.
You know what? Bring it on.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks.
Coming up at 12:15, we're going to get into pregame coverage. Blake Olson and Bruce Dick is going to be sitting in with Blake today as they're getting ready for the 6A Final Four matchup between Fossil Ridge and Regis Jesuit. Winner will go to the state championship. So that game's coming up around 12:30, we think. There's a game going on right now. We never know what time these are actually going to hit, but we believe the pregame show will start at 12:15. We'll be on. I'm going to have Jesse Kurtz on, the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, to talk to us about this tournament thus far. Still some big games to come tonight. I'm looking forward to it, although they're really late, but it is Friday, so that's fine. We'll be fine with that. But you got, San Jose State and San Diego State. Can Tim Miles, Mr. Magic Tim Miles, former Colorado State Rams head coach, can he get them over the next hump to beat San Diego State? He's already the Mountain West Coach of the Year. He's already – the Cal just moved on from their coach today or last night. He's probably got his bags packed. He's probably ready to go. I would imagine that's coming up next. There's no way. Dude, San Jose State, Angel, UNC Bears have more fans. They have more fans going to a 9 o'clock game than San Jose State.
Well, the Spartans did beat the Bears earlier this season.
They did, but – San Jose State, I mean, they don't really have – I was watching their game against CSU the other night, a couple weeks ago, and there's nobody there.
Strange.
So if you're Tim Miles, you look around, and there's nobody around. There's nobody to watch this great stuff that's happening with this team. They do have the duck, the fan duck. Have you – look him up.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
I have seen him.
I don't know why he became a duck. They're the Spartans, but their super fan is a duck that holds a loaf of bread. Don't understand it. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen, though. This guy gets famous around this time.
Sometimes it's all it takes is a weird little gimmick.
Well, that's what I think UNC should do. They need to get a weird little gimmick. Some weird fan base. And I'm not saying weird, but like, you know, the Outlaws of Moby there at Moby Arena. It doesn't make sense. They're the Rams, and then they have Cowboys as a super fan group. That's cool. And it worked. And when things are going really well, those guys show out. So if I'm UNC, I'm coming up with some gimmick. You should work on this.
I think there's one thing I've seen. The Chicago Bears fan base, they have some of those fans that have like the bear arms.
Yes.
You need to get some of those.
Some bear arms, something cool like that. Freaky. But make it a weird looking bear. It's got to be almost an ugly, goofy looking thing that TV cameras want to pick up and put on.
You can't outshine Claws, the mascot, though.
No, but he looks like just a regular bear. You know, that the San Jose State Duck looks like he might serial murder you at some point.
Maybe a cow.
That would be perfect. Some weird looking cow. And then that becomes like the UNC thing.
Tanner? You need to borrow a cow for about 6 months.
Tanner has the cows. He absolutely has the cows, so we know we can make that work. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out on at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, I already said it, is this Mountain West tournament. Wild stuff happening throughout the day yesterday. I mean, the CSU San Diego State game was amazing. 64-61. San Jose State beats Nevada. They're a dog in this game. They beat them in overtime, 81-77. UNLV, not a bad team at all, on their home floor. They force overtime against the Broncos. The Broncos win 87-76. And then again, the Utah State-New Mexico game. That was the biggest blowout, if you want to call it that. But New Mexico hung in, kept that thing within 10. I think they cut it to 8 with 4 minutes left. So there was a chance that the Lobos could get this thing done. So the Mountain West tournament was phenomenal. The bad for me, and it's not bad in a disrespectful way at all, because I absolutely love the fight that the Rams put up last night or yesterday. But the final stretch, the final few possessions, and just a lot of missed opportunities for Colorado State. That one stings because it felt like they could do this. It felt like they were going to get it. Also mixed with that, the ugly, CU loses to UCLA. I thought they might actually have a chance there to get going. I thought that would be something where they could really get that thing set and find a way to pull off a major upset. Tad Boyle gets tossed. Did you see him drop the F-bomb? Like, that was a close-up. He was not happy.
Yeah, not happy about that. Said post-game that he didn't think it affected the outcome of the game, but he was definitely frustrated.
When did he get tossed? It was late. Was it a 5-point game? At that point, a 4-point game?
It was close. I think UCLA had kind of like, they'd started to stretch the lead a little bit in those last few minutes when everybody's fouling each other, and CU just couldn't get a shot to fall late in that game.
No, they really couldn't. They had all those opportunities there. So there you go. If the conference tournaments are a prerequisite for or a prelude to anything that's going to be happening in March Madness, then we are in for a show. 20 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down some more from college basketball last night. And then also the Nuggets get back at it against the San Antonio Spurs. I was a negative Nancy yesterday, but here we are. We have a new day here. Can the Nuggets use this as a propeller to get them to where they need to be? Was that a wake-up call for the Denver Nuggets? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The trade deadline is come and gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Yeah, and that's why they call me.
I love that song. I just love it. But if you want good company, right? Good company. Go to Cable's Pub and Grill. They've got amazing deals going on every single day of the week. And how about this happy hour, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. I think everybody is listening to Good Morning NoCo. Those boys are ready for happy hour. I mean, golly.
You're ready like 6:30.
I thought it was happy hour in here, man. They're chomping at the bit. Those boys gonna go tear something up today, I think.
I think so. The vibe was definitely there. It feels like as the week goes on, they just get loose and loose and looser. And then Friday hits and it's just, there's no prep. There's nothing. We're just going to run with it. We have our staples on Friday and we just go from there.
Just go. I'll tell you what, it's wildly entertaining though. They do a great job Monday through Friday, but yeah, they're ready to go. I'm watching high school basketball last night. I didn't get home until like 10:30. My pops is up here with us today, and he and I went and watched Cheyenne Wells. Unfortunately, they lost to some school, and the Bruins is what I know. The Bruins in Denver, some Christian school, perhaps. I had the bracket up. I lost it. Cheyenne Wells, though, I'm going to be going again tonight, 5:30. Let's go see if they can win the consolation bracket, win fifth place here. I think that's what they can play for. They're playing Otis tonight.
Is it Cherry Creek High School?
No, I think that's a bigger...
Bellevue Christian.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. It was a good game. Back and forth. Back and forth we went. But Bellevue found a way to get it done late. My dad was like, do you know any of the players out here? Dad, I'm like, Dad, I'm 36, bro. These guys are... They weren't alive when I was in high school. I'm pretty sure they weren't. They may have been babies. But, dude, kids are getting, big now, though. Is that just me? Because I remember when I was my senior year, I graduated at 150. That was like soaking wet. And I'm looking at some of these kids out there now, and Cheyenne Wells got one kid just chiseled, man. He looked like a wrestler, but he was a stud. Wish I knew your name, 12. You were good. But some of these guys, man, they're taller than I remember. They're bigger than I remember.
I think we're seeing more and more kids start sports earlier.
I think
so. Or they start doing weight training and stuff earlier. I don't know how beneficial that really is. But, yeah, a lot of kids getting into sports earlier, they'll find a sport that they really like and they'll just stick with it for a while and they'll develop, specific muscle, developments for that sport. So, pretty interesting.
Do you think social media has had any effect on young student athletes or high school kids, whatever, get better? Because they're not... when I was a sports junkie, so I watched games all the time. I don't think it helped me. But now you see so many different ways guys are showing you how they develop, how they practice, what they do. It's just easier to access all this stuff.
Yeah, and I think coaches and trainers also put videos and stuff out there that you can just go on TikTok. You can go watch a quick little wide receiver drill, and you'll just run that in practice one day, and it's little things that you can teach yourself online, and they said the access to it is insane. So, yeah, I think kids are they're more athletic because they're starting at a younger age, and they're more educated about what they're actually doing at those young ages.
Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about that. You think about your glory days. I don't know if they were glory days, but I remember my head coach my senior year because I was always a good defensive player. Now, I loved playing defense. I started to get good at offense, better my senior year of high school. I was figuring it out. And my coach halfway through the season, he's like, man, I wish I had you one more year. And I'm like, I could flunk all my grades and just get held back a year.
Plenty of other kids do it there.
I was thinking about doing it. I'm like, yeah, that would be awesome. But I started to, for me, I'm a slow learner. So with me, the game started to make sense. On the offense, I've started to understand why certain plays are ran this way, and it's all about spacing and all this stuff, and it started to click for me halfway through the junior year into the senior year, and that's what I wonder with kids now is when you get an earlier start. I got my 6-year-old, 7-year-old nephew is wrestling every weekend, every single weekend, and dude, you know what I was doing when I was 7? Playing Mario. Which I don't regret at all. Those were amazing days for me. But if your kid's into that, and you're into that, and you have the stuff around you to make it work, then you can see why these guys are getting better. Because there's just more of it available to you.
I think a lot of us growing up, your exercise was just going outside.
Yeah.
And, like, you would just do whatever you would do, and you never, like, yeah, you maybe played Little League for a couple of months, or you did, you know, some kind of rec league or something, but it was never as, I don't think, as, like, committed to it as much back then. Nowadays, it's, you're 5 years old, you need to pick a sport, and you're going to be great at it.
Yeah, no, that, like, the Andrew Alirez type guys, those guys, we had Steve O'Poulin on with him, those two studs that just won the Big 12 championships. They're going to be in the NCAA wrestling tournament next week. That Steve-O was wrestling when he was like three.
Terrifying three-year-old.
With a mohawk,
like, don't mess with that.
He's
kid.
Already, like, you can see the cuts in his arms and stuff at the age of like six. It's like, what is happening here, man? I have to lift aggressively just to slightly feel like I have a tiny bit of muscle. And I look at all these other guys, I'm like, you guys just, like, wake up and take a walk and you're swole. I mean, it's just different, man. But it was fun watching last night. I'm going to head over to Bank of Colorado Arena. They're putting on the 1A state tournament there. So a lot of fun going over there and watching some high school basketball. I haven't watched high school basketball in a long time. I forget there's no shot clock. I actually forgot there was no shot clock. I'm like, what? Sure. Man, they're taking forever. Oh, that's right. It's high school basketball. Should there be a shot clock in high school basketball?
I think I've heard Coach Bruce Dick talk about it. Yes. I think it's...
Can you do like a 40?
It helps to... Because you're going to have a shot clock in college. You're going to have one in the NBA if you get to that point. Why? Like, might as well just put one in high school.
40 seconds? Because what is it in college now?
College.
I think they didn't they. It used to be 34, and I think it's 30 now.
I'll tell you in just a second.
Yeah, you're watching Alabama right now.
I need Mississippi State to miss here.
What's the score over there, by the way?
It is 21 to 13, 30 second shot clock.
30, and I think it used to be 34. And so in the NBA, it's 24. If you get the offensive board, it goes down to 14, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, I think we should have. If it's 30 in college, then let's go 36 in high school. I think this is just from what I'm watching. I just think you're more likely to get into a play quicker and figure out what you're going to do rather than just run. Like a lot of times high school, they'll just, Bruce will probably hate me for saying stuff like this, but it seems like they just run, and maybe not at the 6A level, just run the same play round and round and round and round and round until something finally opens up.
Yeah, I feel like in college you're more, or in high school, you're more often probably just running a play as it's designed, and you're not really freelancing as much or improv.
And then you freelance maybe three or four times through that, yeah, finally. Yeah. Like in college, it's like we are running the play, but as soon as a slight opening comes, it's play's done. We right. go. Same with the NBA. NBA sometimes run plays, but it's a lot of pick and roll.
But it's a lot of the players just, hey, go to this spot, or you need to go this way, or whatever.
Just move. Just run. There's no design play. Joker's on the post. Gordon cut behind me, Porter pop through there, create some chaos underneath the rim. Somebody's popping free here. Yeah, let's do something like that. That'll be good.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Shots, explosives, you can run.
That was Tanner and Brian this morning. Shots, let's go. All right, so you brought some weird news to me during the break.
It's kind of weird, kind of interesting. I had just seen a post from a Miami beat reporter down in South Beach. The Dolphins had finalized their coaching staff this year, and there were some new names on there that we hadn't seen reported already. So I just went to take a scroll through, and I saw one name that really stuck out to me.
And what would that name be?
Offensive assistant Max McCaffrey.
He's going to be an offensive assistant?
Yes.
For the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Well, there's four other offensive assistants. So like, he was one of four.
What does that mean?
It means
assistant to the office manager.
You bring Mike McDaniel his notepads and his coffee.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Is that, I mean, again, a lot of people just looking on the surface, it's like offensive assistant. He's going to be drawing up plays and stuff. No,
well, if you go to like a football practice and you see the main positional coach working with it, the assistant's the guy holding the ball and the clipboard.
You don't want Max holding the clipboard.
Please, no. Just give him a water bottle. Just hold on to that, Max.
You don't want Max. I mean, again.
Well, they have tablets in the NFL, so that's even worse. That's expensive.
Yeah, dude. We saw what you did at UNC.
Well, it's Miami, so he's not going to be wearing pants. shorts.
Yeah, but those,
he won't be wearing short pants.
Well, yeah, it was such a weird story. A fan was making fun of his pants, and he got mad at the fan and chucked his. Didn't he break his clipboard and chucked half?
It was already.
Up there?
I think it was already broken. Yeah, okay. And he just fan. Yeah,
yeah. Take this.
I don't know where I heard that from, but I'm going to just throw it in the stands of people.
That was a weird time. And now, well, you know what? Max was, when I met Max, I have nothing but nice things to say about him. Seemed like a actually seemed like a really good dude. I'm not going to, a guy gets pissed off in the heat of the moment, throws his clipboard. Life happens. He apologized for it. They apologized, move on. That sucked. Hopefully it never happens again. I mean, right? You can't, you can give him a second chance after that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do it last year, so. Maybe he's spurned his clipboard. Or maybe they just don't have clipboards anymore. It's 2023.
Yeah, who has clipboards?
Everything's on a wristband now.
Yeah, why do we have like, I can't imagine having a clipboard now. My dad's sitting next to me during the game, speaking of technology. My dad is like old-fashioned. You saw it. He had the flip phone in here. And he's like, wait, I didn't see a program. He always wants to have the rosters and the program. And at State, you know, they typically have the magazine-type program. Mm-hmm. He's like, I didn't see any of that stuff. Rosters, nothing. So I'm like, do you really need one? He's like, yes. I was like, fine, I'll go look. So I go to the front, back to where we entered. And I'm like, you guys have any programs or anything? He points to a sign, and it's, what are they, you know, what are the things?
The QR code?
Yes. See, I'm old-fashioned. You have to do the thing where you take a picture of it or hold it up there, and then it loads to your, syncs to your phone. And I'm like, Dad, that's not going to. He said it's 81 pages.
Whoa.
I said, Dad, by the time we scroll through this thing, the game's going to be over before we figure out where Cheyenne Wells' roster is and everything. Game's going to be over. That's crazy. And to think that Max is throwing clipboards, I can't get a program, a piece of paper that tells me who the hell was number 12 without downloading, you know, Moby Dick to my cell phone. Like that. That's where we are, man. Meanwhile, you got UNC throwing clipboards.
This is the future.
It is the future, man. Like, I don't like doing it at restaurants, do you?
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Some people still make you do that at restaurants.
No, because I go to a restaurant, I like to put my phone down.
Yes.
So I'm not distracted by with whoever I'm with.
I like to look.
But now it's, oh, wait, hold on. Let me take a picture of our table.
Picture, scroll down, drinks, menu. Hors d'oeuvres.
And then you look at it and you're like, okay, that's what I want. And then the server comes, you're like, oh, wait, I got to pull it up. You already closed out the tab. You got to take another picture.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Stop doing that.
Don't like that. Give me a menu. Give me a plastic menu. A sheet of paper will be fine. Just something that shows me what's actually on the thing. So are you excited about this? You should reach out to him.
To Max?
Yeah. He still follows me on Twitter. His dad does not. That happened. He unfollowed me quickly.
I mean, I guess I could ask him about the transition from college to NFL coaching.
To NFL assisting.
Yeah. What's it like working with Greeley native Mike McDaniel?
I wonder if that's why they got connected.
It could be. Hey, I saw what your dad did.
So do you
that
think
was kind of okay, but why don't you come help me out?
Do you think, is Ed going to look at doing something like this?
I could see that.
An assistant? Do you think that he would do that? Would lower himself to that?
Maybe not assistant. I could see him being a wide receivers coach.
That's what I was like for Ed McCaffrey. And I wish him no ill will. You know, we had a good relationship until we didn't. You know, I talked about a Greeley Tribune article that came out pretty negative about him. Not just his football stuff, but a bunch of stuff. And I have things in that article that I disagreed with, things in that article that I agreed with. But I basically did a video of me reacting to the newspaper article. And it was just, whoa, this is crazy. Here's what they're saying. And then I had players reach out to me and tell me some of that stuff is true, some of it's not. And then Ed was mad at me. They were, I mean, and again, we worked it out. I went and sat down with Ed McCaffrey for 4 hours at the football facility one snowy day. Half of it was literally outside in the snow. I'm like, dude, are you not feeling how cold this is? Do you not feel pain anymore? Because I am dying here. And I listen, it was an amazing conversation. If 8-year-old Brady would have known that 35-year-old Brady was sitting in an office with Ed McCaffrey for well over 4 hours, some of that in the snow, he wouldn't believe me. But then as I'm like, looking at, I mean, are we still going to keep talking here? He's like, show me his playbook and stuff. And he's like, see, I know football. And I'm like, yeah, you do. I play Madden, okay? So you could throw out a million different plays here, and I wouldn't know what the hell banana split Y2Z means.
No, keep it simple.
I know what verts means.
PA crossers.
PA simple. Crossers, verts, screen pass, you know, a little pitch, couple of those things. Nothing.
Well, your playbooks in Madden's a little different because it's just snap, run backwards, and throw it.
It's run around until something happens.
Yes.
I always play with a running quarterback.
I can't do that.
Can't do pocket. Mm-mm.
I will tear you apart from the pocket.
We are going to win. We are going to play each other, Angel. We're going to play each other, and it's going to be glorious. We still haven't synced up yet. When is that going to happen?
One of these days.
I'm down. You just let me know.
You just send me your name, and I will
let me
you.
Get ball. I got to figure that out. I always forget what it is. Because Tanner used to play with me all the time, and that turned out to be a negative thing for us. We used to play against each other. Like, here we screw around in the lobby once in a while. We'll play. Quick game. 30 minutes. We used to play games like we would start seasons and we build our teams up and go against each other year after year. It was bad. We got to the point where we would like not talk for 24 hours after the game. So we decided if we're going to play, we have to be on the same team. 11:41 the time. Let's take a quick break here. Eastside Chris texting in. Brady, I've heard enough. It's hard enough to get high school officials. Therefore, it may be difficult to have a shot clock official. That's okay. I get that. That makes sense. Yeah, we got to figure out the officials thing first, and then we can put a shot clock in. We'll take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Listen, these roads in northern Colorado can get treacherous at times. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. That's trialproven.com. We got the name for the mystery man. Number 12 for Cheyenne Wells, my alma mater, my high school, is it Scheller?
Scheller.
Ty Scheller.
Number 12.
I was looking at my dad. I'm like, that guy needs the ball in his hands every single time.
He was a senior.
Dang it. Well, let's go get... They got to play tonight at 5:30. Go win that, and then they'll play for fifth place tomorrow. He's good. There's some good kids,
Let's get him on with Steve Smiley.
Heck yeah, let's get him. Dude, he's one I'm talking about. He's jacked.
I know Dalen Kuntz was at that game last
night. That's what Tanner was saying. I didn't see him there.
I saw him on his Instagram.
He's just scouting out the talent?
I think so. Getting some recruits.
Getting some helping Steve out?
Although what Jerry told us this morning is that they may not be looking so much at recruits this year. More transfer portal.
Well, that starts up on Monday.
There we go.
Who are they going to get?
I kind of like the approach. I think you got a good batch of freshmen. And
oh, yeah. You're so
get
young.
Some veterans in there.
Yeah, that makes sense. No question about it. I'm excited to see what Smiley can do. He's got his work cut out for him. They all do. Every one of these guys. Every one of these teams.
And then a couple more years, bring his kid over from Windsor.
Madden. Yeah, Madden Smiley. He's a stud, isn't he? Whew. Yeah, he'll be playing. That's going to be an easy sell for Steve, right? Unless he's really good. Then you got to be worried about him.
Well, they got him for another 5 years.
He can't go to CU or CSU, can he? Surely not.
He can't go to Wyoming.
He can't go to Wyoming with Jeff, can he? You got to do what's best for your kid. You got to, you know. Although Dylan came here, that worked. That happened.
That did happen.
That happened. But Ty was a stud last night for C-Dub, man. I'm excited. I'm going to watch that kid closely. I'm going to take some notes tonight. I'm going to bring my own clipboard. I'm going to take a few notes for Steve. Steve, I got this guy. I got this guy for you, 1A, who was putting moves on people, man. He's just tough. He looks like a wrestler, but he plays, he's got finesse.
He's like a guard or forward, center?
Yeah, he's their big guy. He's one of their big guys.
Okay.
He's a forward. I mean, the way he was playing anyway. But he can handle the ball well. I'm actually getting myself pumped up to watch tonight, dude. I'm like looking at lines for this game. No, okay. You can't do that.
What you can bet on are the Denver Nuggets tonight.
I feel better today.
How about 13 points?
No,
better?
I don't feel better there. 13 in any NBA game. I'm not saying it happens, but I'm not going crazy with that.
Spurs are 10-22 at home. Nuggets 16
well,
and
now
15
might,
on the road.
You might get a pissed off Nuggets tonight.
I hope so.
You might get a bunch of guys that are really upset with people talking about that game against Chicago.
Not me.
You're gonna be the guy that they think at the end. It's like, dude, we know the real ones. The ones that had our backs the whole time.
They think back to that March. That one day in March.
Angel.
Where the whole Nuggets nation was against them. One shining light.
Well, I've changed my tone. I'm not changing my tone all the way. Still, I don't want to see a performance like that again. But is this the wake-up call that they need? Because we always talk about it. Sometimes it's better. Whether you're talking high school, college, or pro, teams that are rolling and win like 12 in a row and get into the playoffs, it's like, man, it might have been nice if they would have got their kicked once or twice before they got in. Because coaches are always tell me this. You learn more in film study sometimes in blowouts than you do close games. Because in close games, you do almost everything right, just not quite enough.
Well, the effort's always there in a close game.
In blowouts, you get to blow it up on film and go, you did that wrong, you did that wrong, you did that wrong, you did that wrong. Sometimes you can do everything right. The ball just doesn't go through the hoop.
I think it also shows you, if any, some positives from a blowout. Say, hey, look at this guy. He's still working. They're down by 20, but this guy's still giving the effort. Be like him.
Yeah, no question. No doubt about it. Our poll question today available at thewholeshow.com. Do you think Isaiah Stevens will return to the Colorado State Rams next year? That's the first thought on my mind. I have a lot of comments on that. Let's read it on the other side. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, it is. Are we feeling Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Whole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Flying Dutchman texts in on the First Advantage text line. 82 games in a really tough league. Bound to happen a few times. I get that. I've said that before. But my job is to start looking ahead a little bit.
The only game that matters is the next one.
Yeah, I know. I know. But if the Nuggets get blasted in the second round, I'm going to look back at the Chicago game and say, that was when I started to see the doubt creep in. I'm still picking this team. I put a whopping $10 on the Nuggets to win it all. So, wow. I'd say my belief is pretty high. I mean, I bet like $1 at a time. Typically, it's a dollar here. A couple weeks later, it's a dollar there.
When did you place that bet?
Not at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Way before the All-Star break. Well before that, I think.
It's like January?
Maybe. Okay.
That Christmas game, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Once you saw Aaron Gordon destroy a Suns player.
Well, my belief was there at the beginning. I just honestly, I'm not a big gambler. I don't think about it that much. So I don't think at the beginning of the season, oh, futures bets and all that. I don't think about that. So then my brain was telling me, oh, if you didn't place a bet in the future, on the futures bet before the season started, you can't do it anymore. But then somebody's like, no, you can do it all season. You can do it all year.
Do it up to the playoffs.
I guess you can. So I found that out, and I'm in. Flying Dutchman, big question is Porter Jr. That's that one and Jamal. Those two guys, like, Joker's not going to screw around like he did against Chicago. That's what it was. I'm sorry. I'm just calling it. It seemed like he screwed around, and he's like, you know what? We're losing. Let's take the easy way out. I'm going to see if I can hit these. Nine three-pointers for Nikola Jokic. That's not going to happen again. He's the three-time MVP. He's gonna light it up tonight. I think Aaron Gordon's going to be fine. I mean, I expect him to just be a dunker, play some hard-nosed defense. That's fine. Porter, can you still be the guy when they start covering you up at that three-point line? When they start running you off that three-point line, can you do something else? And he has this season. I've seen that growth that I wanted to see last year, but the injury, of course, didn't allow us to get there.
I think he needs to be challenged at the line, like you just said, and then he'll be forced to become comfortable driving to the basket. We've seen him do it a little bit this year and a little bit recently. He shows he can do it,
yeah.
But is he confident in doing it?
There was a play that I just loved by him in that Chicago loss. He's got a semi-open three, kind of at the elbow. He's got a semi-open three there. Slight pump fake. Guy goes up, so he's like, I'm not going to get a shot. It's awkward here. I'm going to go over here to Bruce Brown in the corner. Bruce gets it. The guy that went up to Porter is jumped toward Bruce Brown, kind of one of those type swipe block attempts. And now he's on Brown. Brown quickly goes back to Porter. Then Porter pops it. That kind of thinking is like, I just created my own shot. I just used a player to create my own opening. Flying Dutchman says, Porter seems a bit soft. I said that last year and the year before that. I said, I want more oomph from him. Like when you grab the ball, just smack that thing. I've seen toughness this year more. A bit soft. There's softness there, but not...
He's humble, so don't mistake that for softness.
Yeah, but I think maybe talking about on the floor, like the way he grabs a basketball. Just hang on to that thing. I'm seeing more of it. I want to see even more as we progress here. I still have big questions about Jamal Murray, too. All right, second hour coming up. Jesse Kurtz, the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Let's talk about this fantastic tournament thus far. We'll be right back.